Hi everyone, Goondock. Colleen DeVos here with another new edition of Check It In, Check It Out, coming to you from 105.9 FM Radio Debrigue in Elmer, Ontario. What do you want to be when you grow up? Julie Berry is going to take us to the Ontario Library Association's Super Conference back in 2012, where she shared some time with librarians from all across the province of Ontario. Can you imagine a whole group of librarians coming together for three full days of fun? Can you imagine a room of librarians all saying, "Uba yol," all at the same time? They sure had lots of fun. Off we go.
Hi, my name is Maya.
Hi, my name is Kim.
We're here at the Ontario Library Conference with a whole bunch of awesome librarians who are here to find out how to be even more awesome.
You are listening to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio show for kids all about the Elgin County Library. We hope you enjoy the show.
I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Thank you, Kim and Maya. Have you ever thought about being a librarian when you grow up? We're going now to hang out in a big room full of grown-ups from all across Canada who did decide to be librarians. Hi, my name is Julie Berry, and I'm here today in the Ontario Room at the 2012 Ontario Library Association Conference in downtown Toronto. The Toronto Conference Centre has pretty much been taken over on this cold February weekend by a lot of very excited librarians and librarian administrators. And frankly, I have found it a little unsettling. Hey, you guys, can you keep it down, please? Thank you. Excuse me, over there in the corner, you folks. Yeah, you guys over there in the corner? Uh-huh. Thanks. Yeah. Thank you. Well, I've never heard anything like that at any of the libraries in Elgin County. It's usually calm and peaceful and orderly and quiet. Sometimes all that quietness, though, can make you think that nothing interesting or exciting happens in libraries. And so why on earth would anyone want to spend their life working in a library? Well, think again. Our first story tonight is Library Lil by Suzanne Williams, and the illustrations are by Stephen Kellogg. I hope you're cozy, warm, and all snuggly. Listen to this.
2, 3, 4. Shoo-up, shoo-up, my baby. Shoo-up, shoo-up, don't cry. Shoo-up, shoo-up, my daisy. Shoo-up, up, my little butterfly. Down, diddy, down, 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 diddy, down, diddy, down, down, do I do it, do it, down, diddy, down, down.
I bet you think all librarians are mousy little old ladies, hair rolled up in a bun, beady eyes peering out at you over the tops of those funny half-glasses, an index finger permanently attached to lips, mouthing, shh.
Shoo up, shoo up, hey honey. Shoo up, shoo up, look see. Shoo up, shoo up, it's funny. Shoo up, wop, my silly love candy.
But you never heard about Library Lil. Lil wasn't always a librarian, of course. She was a kid first, just like most people. And there's some pictures. A picture of her in the tub at 1 year old, holding up a book that's soaking wet. Lil and Secondhand Rose, 3 years old. She's sitting in bed with her cat reading. Lil on the soccer field, 5 years old. She's playing goal and reading at the same time. And there's a picture of her building a tree fort, 7 years old. And she has a book, How to Build a Tree Fort. And like most kids, Lil had a wild imagination. She loved to read, and she imagined herself the hero of every book she checked out of the library.
Down, diddy, down, da, down, da, down, diddy, diddy, down, diddy, down, da, down, do I do it, do it, down, diddy, down, da, down, so pretty, pretty, down, diddy, down, da, down.
By the time she was 8, she'd read all the books in the children's room. Yes, Lil was a fast reader, and she had the most powerful strong arms, too. When the third grade soccer ball got stuck under the principal's car, Lil retrieved it. She picked the car right up with one hand. Her strength might have come from carrying all those books around, for when Lil ran out of children's books, she started in on encyclopedias. She used to check out a whole set at once. She'd walk down the street reading the A volume, held open in one hand, while she balanced the remaining volumes on the palm of the other hand. She turned the pages with her teeth.
Wow.
So it was no surprise to anyone when Lil grew up and became a librarian, landing a job in the nearby town of Chesterville. The townspeople soon dubbed her Library Lil. Lil's specialty was storytelling, but when she advertised a story time in the local newspaper, no one showed up. And when she posted a list of the fantastic new books she had ordered, no one came to check them out. It was clear that the people of Chesterville were not avid readers. Television was their favorite form of entertainment, and Lil did not approve of TV. To Lil's way of thinking, TV was an evil that ranked right up there with poison ivy and mosquitoes.
Ow!
She knew she had her work cut out for her.
Ain't it funny how fun love can be?
One horrible, stormy night, the wind blew down some power lines. The whole town of Chesterville was plunged into darkness. TVs popped off like flashbulbs.
Oh no!
Oh no!
Oh no!
This was the chance Lil had been waiting for. She fought her way through the driving rain to the town's ancient bookmobile, battling 80-mile-per-hour winds that threatened to carry her away like a feather in an updraft. Unfortunately, that old bookmobile had been sitting idle too long. Its battery was deader than a pickled herring, but did that stop Library Lil? No, sir. Up and down the streets of town she went, pushing that bookmobile ahead of her just like a baby carriage. By the end of the night, every man, woman, and child in Chesterville was reading a book by the flickering light of a candle. The power was out for 2 whole weeks, by which time the townspeople had solidly formed the habit of reading. Suddenly, folks were borrowing more books than they had in the entire 50 years since the library had been built, and there was standing room only for Lil's story times. Not long after the storm, a motorcycle gang rode into town. The leader of the gang was Bust-'em-up Bill. He was a towering 6'7", and when he took off his jacket to play pool, he revealed a skull and crossbones tattoo that would scare the wool off a sheep. Now, at first, Lil took no more notice of Bill and his gang than a duck would of rain. She was only interested in readers, and they kept her plenty busy at the library since the storm. So while Bill and his gang hustled pool at the local tavern, Library Lil checked out books. It wasn't long before Bust-'em-up Bill found out about Lil, though. You see, he was in the habit of watching professional wrestling on Tuesday nights, so when Tuesday night rolled around, Bill expected to watch his favorite program. "Where's the TV?" he yelled at the bartender. "Don't have one, sir," said the bartender. "Nobody in town watches it much anymore. Too many good books to read." "No one around here watches TV?" Bill roared. "What's the matter with you folks?" The bartender chuckled nervously. "Lil's made us all into readers." "Readers?" Bill laughed. It was not a pleasant sound. He faced his gang. "Did you hear that? These lily-livered cowards read books." The way he said books left no doubt that to him this was the filthiest word in the English language. "Who is Lil?" He spat the words out like bullets. "Our librarian?" squeaked the bartender. "Where is she?" growled Bill. The bartender cringed. "She'll be parking her bookmobile across from the library in about 10 minutes, sir." Bill stomped toward the door. "Let's go," he grunted to his gang. When Lil arrived, she found the parking lot filled with motorcycles and surly bikers. "Move your bikes," she called. "You're blocking my parking place." "Cookies, sister," said Bill. "It's your fault I'm missing my favorite TV show." "Listen," Lil said, "I don't want trouble. Just move the bikes." The gang stood their ground. All right, said Lil. If you won't move them, I guess I'll just have to move them for you.
Ain't it funny how fun love can be?
Well, I don't want to give the story away, but let me tell you that it doesn't end like you might expect, and love does have something to do with it. If you like this story and want to read the whole book for yourself, visit your local library. It's Library Lil by Suzanne Williams, a fun and fabulous read. So, all you library lovers out there in Radio Land, when it comes time to choose what kind of job you want to have when you grow up, why not choose to be a librarian? When I was at the library conference, I got Kim to help with our joke. But my goodness, those librarians are a noisy bunch. You'll have to listen hard to hear over all their shenanigans. A little girl comes into the library and she says,
"Can I please have a burger and fries?"
And the librarian says, "Shh, sorry, you're in a library." And the little girl says,
"Whoops, sorry about that. Can I please have a burger and fries?"
Check It In, Check It Out is made possible through the generous support of
the Elgin County Library, the Trillium Foundation, and the Mennonite Community Services of Aylmer, Ontario.
Thanks to Kim and Maya for helping with our introduction and our funny bone tickler. And one last word from librarians all across Canada as they celebrated being librarians in Toronto in early February.
Guten Tag and welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio program for Kenya by the Elgin County Library. Ich hoop ihr habt das Programm geglaubt. Ich bin Mary Ham und ich schaffe bei der Aylmer Library. Wir haben eine Library in Straffordville, Springfield und Port Burwell. Und ihr könnt direkt da, wo ihr wollt, fahren. Die sind alle neu auf. Die Öffnungsstunden sind an der Library deren zu sein. Ihr könnt auch fahren, denn das Fahrnummer ist 519-631-1460, Extension 109, wenn ihr noch mehr Informationen fehlt. Bitte kommt nan und seid, was wir haben in unseren Libraries zum Jünt und Jüne Familie mit halten.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going down to the library.